Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, it's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. I'm your host, Russell Price, America's hardest working man in marketing. And this morning, we are privileged and honored to have a special, special guest, Jewel Elliott. She is one of the most entrepreneurs person you want to meet, and she's going to be on the air in just a minute talking about her business and her upcoming events and her new book. Before we bring her up, I want to talk about an upcoming event for Be There Magazine and the Black Card. It's going to be April 30th at Charlie's, right across from Walter Reed. We're going to be talking about businesses, networking. It's going to be powerful, powerful night. And Jewel Elliott will be a special guest there. You get to meet her up close and personal, hear her talk about her book and talk about her products. BeThereMagazine.com, Washington's premier online magazine. Go to BeThereMagazine.com, get involved with where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Jewel, are you on the air?
Yes. Hi, everyone, and hi, Russell. Thank you so much for inviting me. How are you today?
I am better than good. First off, Jewel, awesome. Tell us who you are and how you got started and what your business is.
Absolutely, yes, Russell. My name is Jewel Elliott. I am the author of the best-selling book, Love to the Universe, and we'll talk a little bit more about what that is. I'm also an attorney by trade in the Washington, D.C. area, specializing in business and contract law, and I bring a Zen approach to the law, so there's integrity and there's communication and there's also success, and I'm also the CEO of the Living Well Institute. It's a nonprofit that teaches people how to love themselves, love their bodies, love their minds, increase their finances, and improve their relationships. And so love is the focus of what we use. Unconditional love, we'll talk more about that. And I'm just one that loves to help people awaken to their greater and higher and best self.
That is phenomenal. You have three hats that are serious, serious hats.
Thank you.
Which came first? Was it the attorney or the institute? Which was the first thing that actually you started or you completed?
Well, they all sort of blended out of who I am, Russell, and that is someone who just absolutely is committed to making the world a better place, starting from the inside out. But I started practicing law after graduating from Georgetown University. And very early in my career, I would take time off, work for a few months with whatever firm or company I was with, and then I would start traveling around the world with my parents as a missionary to go on peace missions to really help other people in countries that may be poor or challenged or had issues. And so we had an opportunity to travel to Africa and to India, a few European countries, a few South Central American countries. And so it's just been an awesome opportunity to expand my law practice to give me the opportunity to help those in need and really spread the message about unconditional love. And that's really about who I'm about, what the book is about, and it's really the power behind everything we do here at the Living Well Institute.
Excellent. We're going to take a break. When I come back, I want you to touch upon the title of the book and how did you come to pick that particular title. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio.
This girl is on fire.
You are definitely on fire. You have something that is so powerful, so needed. Love. We all need love. But Jewel, tell us about the title of the book and how did you come to that particular title of the book?
Yes, Russell. Love to the universe. So it's love to you, I, and verse, the whole world. So it's really about secrets to awakening and unlocking the power of love. And it starts with self-love, that's love to you. And then it moves to love for others, that's, you know, I. And then it's love for all living creatures, our earth, our world, and beyond. And so that's verse. So love to the you and I verse, love to the universe, is really how the book got inspired. And it's really a gift. This book is a gift that I'm hoping all my readers will just find such powerful techniques and messages and stories and encouragement. I share a lot of my own life story and challenges and how I was able to successfully navigate challenges, you know, such as getting in a debilitating car accident and broken relationships and financial challenges and how all that got turned around so powerfully and really quite easily, if you think about it, by using love as the energy source, as the motivating factor. And the book really talks about how do you tap into that power. Because so much we talk about love and everybody knows we need love, but do we really know how do we get into it? How do we feel it? How do we use it? How do we share it? How do we forgive people that have maybe done us wrong? And so it's really a very easy read, how to step by step about how to tap into this profound power. And I'm sharing a lot of secrets that many people don't know because we live this life and we know we want things, but we aren't always taught how to get them. And so this beautiful book is a how-to step by step on unlocking these secrets to having more love in your life.
The key to life is love, respect,
yes,
honor, self-worth, being in tune with yourself. Just mentioning what you've been through as far as some of the things that have happened to you, but you're truly what I call a bounce-back person. You bounce
yes,
back. And that's what I stress to people. No matter what you go through, it's only you're going through it. It's not going to stop you from moving. And that's what it's called, going through it, getting all the way to the other end, and then you
yes,
bounce back. The greatest victory, if anything is successful, is to bounce back. And that's what you are. You are a bounce back person because you named three things that happened to you, a car accident, a relationship situation, and then you talked about, but these things that you talked about will stop an average individual in their tracks. They will fall and don't ever get up. What was your criteria and what kept you moving to be a bounce back person?
Yes, Russell, thank you so much. And I think it's really about tapping into love. And it starts with a deep, profound self-love. So unconditional love is here and it's for everyone. Everyone has a life success story. It really looks at how do we look at our story and our narrative? How do we share it? How do we talk about it? How do we see it? Everybody has a story. Everybody has a situation. And if they apply love to that situation, it's going to transform that situation. Everyone has the opportunity to be that bounce back person. And so for me, it started with a learning how to love myself profoundly from the inside out. And that was something I had to learn, because even though I had basic love for myself, I think society and religion and sometimes a lot of messages you get on TV and through the media tell you you're not quite good enough, you're not thin enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not wealthy enough, you're not sexy enough, you're not enough, you know, you need to buy more, get more, do more. And we have this whole thing of just not being satisfied. And it starts to affect our psyche in different ways, and we don't even realize it. And next thing you know, it starts to affect your life decisions, and then your life, and then your relationships, and then your finances, and then you look around and, you know, life is not exactly what you want it to be. So for me, when I started having a deep, profound love for myself, then it started pouring out into every other aspect of my life. It made my relationships with others more fulfilling. It made my business more exciting. It made me more attractive to money and the things I want to do in my job situations with my clients. And then it just started trickling out into the whole world. And so really, Russell, and I'm glad I'm here with It's About You Radio, because when people really get that inner, deep, profound self-love, it really empowers them to have the kind of relationship that change the world and make the world a better place. And I'm definitely one of the people that believe the world is getting better. We look at the news and we see all these challenging things, but the world is becoming a better place. And the reason why I know this, because it's starting with each one of us. You are making the world a better place, Russell, through this TV show and through this radio show and your other media outlets and a lot of other people like myself and so many other people that we can identify are making the world a better place. And so when we do that as individuals and then come together as a collective, it really starts transforming things from the inside out. And it's so exciting. I'm very excited about it.
Well, I want to commend you for being, number one, a visionary, an individual who is concerned about the welfare of others and the aspect of love. Yes, Be There Magazine is truly about a better life, better world. That's what the black card's about. We've got a caller on the air. I want to have the caller come up. Air code 336, you're on the air. With Jewel. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Russell. Jewel?
How are you?
Yes, hi, caller.
Jewel. Hello, Jewel.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I had a question for you, Jewel. You were mentioning about religion, and most times people seem to get their source of love from religion. What is your philosophy on how people do that?
Absolutely. And thank you for calling so much. The beautiful thing is that people's first interaction to love, or sometimes their second interaction through love, is through their church and through their faith. Most people experience love through their parents as a child, and then through school, and then through church. But what happens is that for many people who get caught up in religion without finding the source behind religion, which is love, you know, universal love, God's love, a lot of times they don't feel that connection, and they don't always feel the power. They don't always feel the beauty of it. They get caught up in rituals, and they get caught up in maybe traditions, and then they are left feeling powerless and sometimes even weak. And so for me, I really try to get people in touch with the source behind their beliefs and their faith. What is really behind it? And if they look at what's behind that, they'll find that source of love, that unconditional love that is motivating, that is accepting, that never judges, and that always provides the strength and the beauty and the connection that I think so many people are looking for. Thank you so much for that question.
Thank you.
Fantastic. This is Jewel Elliott, one of Washington, the DMV's most essential women on the planet. She has something to offer to make sure that people have a better life. Love is the real key to what we need. We're going to take a break. We come back. We want Jewel to really touch upon this aspect of what she said earlier about how things trickle down. If you love yourself, self is taken care of first, then you can take care of others, because people can see the joy and the aspect of the love you have for yourself, and they want the same thing, and they want to be truly in touch with you to get it. And that's what Jewel is. I can testify every time I've seen Jewel with my eyesight and a personal aspect of coming to see her in person at a function or an event somewhere, she illuminates the room. she walks into the room then walks into her, because you can see that she took her time before she left the house. She understands what it is to radiate a room. She loves herself, and it shows. We'll be right back with the one and only on our newsmaker line, Jewel Elliott. We'll be right back.
We got both feet on the ground, and we're burning it down.
Jewel is on fire. Tell us, Jewel, about loving yourself and about what it takes for somebody like you. Tell me how you work this thing. How do you do this thing when you get up in the morning, when you first look in the mirror? What do you say to yourself? How do you empower yourself? How do you pump yourself up? And then when you come into a room, why does the room come into you? Give us that.
Well, thank you, Russell. I think for one thing is I so genuinely love people, and it really starts because I love myself. And, you know, when you love yourself, you know, there's no need for competition. You realize there's enough for everyone. You begin to see the beauty in others. You begin to see and acknowledge the specialness and uniqueness of others. And so you get to play. You really get to have fun with life. And so when I wake up in the morning, you know, I do look in the mirror and give myself positive affirmations and look into my eyes and really embrace who I am. And we're not taught to do that. I mean, sometimes, and then when I first got started, I used to be afraid of myself. And what I meant by that is, you know, if you're not taught how awesome you are, because everybody is awesome in their own way, everybody is unique in your own way, but if you're not taught it, and then you're alone with yourself, that can be a scary thing the first time. And if you think about it, most people have never really spent quiet time with themselves. Usually we call it meditation, but we don't even have to put a label to it. When you turn off the TV, you turn off the cell phone, there's no Facebook or social media, no one's on your, you know, calling you or distracting you, there's no music, you're not reading a book. You're just kind of sitting quiet with yourself. There's no one else there. In that moment, you begin to experience the uniqueness and the extraordinariness of who you are. But for so many of us, and even myself when I first got started, you want some kind of distraction. You want someone to entertain you or to stimulate you. And, you know, just kind of sitting in quiet with yourself to get to know yourself is not something that we're always taught to do. And so for me, the part of my profound journey began when I just began to sit in silence and in the quiet, in the meditation, and just, you know, allow the perfection of that to just be a part of who I was. I didn't have to prove anything. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to be anything. I could just be. And I believe that every life is important, and every person's life is special. And a lot of times being just not moving around so much and not having so much outside stimulation can really help people get in touch with the extraordinariness of who they are. And so I love myself. And also, you know, there are times where you just have to train your brain. You have to tell yourself positive affirmations and write positive words where you can see them and your subconscious mind can pick them up and apply them to yourself. And so a lot of things I've done throughout my life was type out or write out on pieces of paper, large pieces of paper, words that I would meditate on and just tape them up around my room so that when I see them, my mind would say, you're extraordinary and you're going to make it. And today is a beautiful day, and I feel good today, and, you know, I'm wealthy and abundant. And there are, if you look at many of the successful people in life, they all have a disciplined way of thinking about themselves really trickle out and flow out into their world. One of the people that I love studying, just because his practice, I believe, is something that everybody can use, is Bob Proctor. And he's the one that believes that repetition of positivity changes your life, and I have found that to work. And so for me, I constantly remind myself of my uniqueness and extraordinariness, and it allows me to see that in others, and I love bringing that out in others, because sometimes you can't always see for yourself how extraordinary you are, and sometimes you need someone to give you a word of encouragement and see the beauty that's within. So those are some of the things I do, Russell. But I also wanted to throw that back to you, because you are so successful in what you do, and you also work to bring out the best in others. And so tell me, what are some of the special things you do, Russell, to get yourself motivated and feeling life is successful and all the wonderful things that you do to help others?
Well, I'm a people person, and I'm a person of blessings that God has given me. I'm blessed just to be alive. I tell people when I wake up in the morning, I realize it's another day, but I realize that why am I here? I discovered my why a long time ago. I became a person who knew what my why was, and my why was to give out information. They call me the information giver. I can give you information to empower you, and information is power. If you have the information, then you can go to the next level in your life. A lot of times people don't succeed not because they don't have the education, they don't have the tenacity, they don't have the physical attributes. They don't have the information. And somebody, what? I wish I would have knew. How come somebody didn't tell me? That's what I do. I call myself now America's hardest working man in marketing, a.k.a. Mr. Promo. I can promote anything for you. I can promote your product, your business, your scenarios, whatever you want to promote, we can do that for you, and that's my gift. I'm blessed to know what my why was, and I try to implement it every single day. But I'm also blessed to come in people, you know, to come in contact with people like yourself, and I'm a connoisseur of an eye. I can tell with people who have greatness in them, and I try to surround myself with people who have greatness within them. And that, and once you surround yourself with people like that, you become more and more apt to doing things for people. That's what the Black Card is about. It's about better life, better world, empowering individuals and businesses to do better with their business and themselves. And your book is going to do extremely well. Tell us a little bit about the Living Well Institute.
Yes. So the Living Well Institute is a nonprofit organization, and really our mission is about empowerment. We love empowering folks to be responsible for their life, to be happy, to be healthy, to be wealthy. And so it started almost 10 years ago when some friends and I were just sitting in church one day, and we just thought, what could we do to make a change starting in our own neighborhood? We decided we would start right in the D.C. area where we lived. And so we just got together some volunteers, and we just started going to places in our neighborhood. We went to homeless shelters. We went to nursing homes, and we would, at the nursing home, we would ask who did not have family coming to visit them. And we just had a group of young people that would go and sit with the members there and spend time and listen to stories and share. And we would go during Mother's Day and Father's Day and Valentine's Day and share gifts of love. And when we went to homeless shelters, we would try to pick the shelters that had a large number of children. Most people don't realize that when the parents are homeless, the children are also homeless. So we would go and on the weekends and just play with the kids. We just bring a bunch of toys and games and just let the kids be kids. And just out of that volunteer effort, we came together to start the Living Well Institute. And so it's about a healthy mind, a healthy body, healthy spirit. So it's about being of service to others, but making sure that each individual is strong so they can give their best and they can find their why, like you have, Russell, like I have, and they can find their purpose. Everyone has such a unique gift, but not everyone has tapped into it or knows it. And when they know that why, like you said, then they can really live their purpose and feel that fulfillment. So the Living Well Institute really helps people get in touch with that why, and then we strengthen that. We know that food is medicine, and so we teach about what you put into your body can really make a difference. It can keep you healthy. It can ward off diseases. There's a lot of preventative things that happen with food. And then it's for people who are already sick, who've maybe not made the best life choices or who have had things happen to them, the food can also be used to transform people's lives. So I've seen and worked with people who reverse things like their diabetes and their heart problems and their inflammation. And it's so amazing that everything that we need to be healthy is right here. But we don't always know it. Two, we're not always motivated to do it. I mean, it's almost like everyone knows that it's bad to smoke, for example. We all know that. It's on the label. Yet so many people do it. Why? They know it's not good for them, but there's something inside that's drawing it to them, or it's a bad habit, or they're addicted, and things like that. And so with the Living Well Institute, we teach how to break those kinds of addictions. We teach how to get in touch with and strengthen your willpower. And we also let love be a part of that energy and that strength to help empower people to live their best life possible. And so I'm so excited and delighted to be working with those organizations because we really do care about strengthening individuals and communities. And back to you,
excellent,
Russell.
Excellent. Excellent. We're going to take another break. You said so many things, especially about the homeless, that touched me because I'm a homeless advocate. We try to do things so much for the homeless. We have a program called Don't Walk By. And we make sure that the homeless in the Washington metropolitan area know that someone does care and what we can do to help them. I'm also a veteran of 30 years in the military. I'm retired from the Air Force. And a lot of our veterans are sitting there on streets. And I interview these people and talk to people, but mainly we try to do things for them. But we're going to take our last break. When we come back, I want you to give us our closing statements. The phone lines are lit up. People just want to listen to you. They don't want to talk at this point. They want to listen. I want to make sure that you talk about your closing statements. So we'll be right back on our newsmaker line, Jewel Elliott, CEO of the Living Well Institute, and an awesome book. We'll be coming back with her closing statements. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Networking on the radio. Nothing like it on the planet. We'll be right. Give us your closing statements, Jewel. Give us your closing statements. Also tell us how to get in touch with you, your website. Give us your telephone number, everything that they can to know how to make sure they get in touch with you.
Absolutely. Very good, Russell. Well, it's been such a pleasure being with you, being with your wonderful audience, and I look forward to sharing more. I'm just going to share a very, very small five-line poem from our book. It's called See Love, and it says, love is everywhere. See it in the tiniest cell, in the most majestic mountain, and in every heart and soul. It is eternal, it is here, around you, for you, and within you. See, breathe, and become love. The last words, Russell, is that universal love, unconditional love, it's here for you, it's here for everyone. It's powerful, and it will never run out. So get the book, Love to the Universe, by Jewel Elliott. The way to reach me is you can reach me on our website. It's www.thelivingwellinstitute.org, O-R-G. So www.livingwellinstitute.org. If you're in the area, come out on April 30th. Russell's going to tell you about his event at Charlie's. You can meet me there. If you'd like to call or text, my number is 202-345-0396. It's been an absolute pleasure and honor, Russell. I know we're going to be doing more around a lot of other service projects and love projects. So I'm excited. We're creating a world love revolution, and you're a part of it. We're all a part of it. So thank you so much, Russell. I've so enjoyed it.
Fantastic. And yes, you're absolutely correct. We'll be doing a lot of things. You are now in the fold, and we want to make sure everything you're doing, because what you're doing and what we're doing complements each other. It's all about you. It's all about love. It's all about success. It's all about making things happen and changing people's lives for the better. It's also about going through your setbacks, the comeback, the bounce back. This is what it's all about, and this is what Jewel Elliott's about. It's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on our Newsmaker line. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. See you tomorrow morning, 10 to 10:30. We're here every Monday through Friday from 10 to 10:30. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss the opportunity to be at Charlie's the 30th of April from 6 to 9:30. Meet empowering people, movers and shakers, head turners, neck breakers, people who do things that you will need to know and be there. Like the song says, this woman was on fire and she's still on fire.